58.
How can I help you?
People put in $20, and I told them that they could collect it down at Pioneer Square. I got their name.
Okay, so are they going to go to the customer service center at Pioneer Square, or what?
Place, at Pioneer Place, yeah. They got 2 day passes, so I owe them $10.
Okay. Well, there's several different ways we can handle that. You can give me all their contact information over the radio, or they can call customer service, or they can go to the Pioneer Customer Service Center.
Well, I have the gentleman's name on that, and then I told him to go to Pioneer Square and get it tomorrow, because I know they're only open till 4:30, right?
Okay. Well, if we got to do one or the other, we don't want to do multiples, you know what I mean? If he's going to go there tomorrow, then that'll be good enough.
Last time, they told me to just call it in and give you his name.
Yeah, we can do that. I need his name, his address, and his phone number.
I don't have his phone number, but I may be able to catch him on the way back for his phone number, but I do have his name, Daniel Trod.
Okay. We'll see if you can get his phone number, and if you can't catch up with him later, then we'll just kind of have faith that he'll go to the customer service center on his own, and they'll get it figured out at that point.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. That's 1644.